Well, desire and interest in your prayers this evening. Have a little subject. Written on the board, desert places. I'd like to read out of the 14th chapter of Matthew this evening. Matthew 14, starting at verse 15. Matthew 14 and 15. It says, "And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, 'This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals.' But Jesus said unto them, 'They need not depart. Give ye them to eat.' And they say unto him, 'We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, 'Bring them hither to me.' And he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitudes. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children." This passage that we have just read regarding Jesus feeding the 5,000 starts off in the 15th verse, and it said that when it was even, time had passed. No doubt there were those that were tired, had been up all day long. They had faced the majority of the day. The disciples came to Jesus and they told him, they said, "This place that we're in right here, it's a desert place. And the time that was appointed to be filled is past. It's getting late. And now it's time for change. It's time to take alternative action, because this place is desert. We're hungry. People are hungry. And so something needs to change." You ever experienced that in life? I'm not speaking tonight of a missed meal, but I'm thinking of life circumstances where you feel like that you're in a desert place, and you feel like you've been there a while. It's evening and you're hungry. The disciples told the Lord, "This area out here, Lord, it's a desert. This place that we find ourselves in, we're unable to meet the current need that we have, because it's a desert. And further, as we look around here, Lord, there's no hope that anything is going to change in this place where we are." It didn't mean that there wasn't anything present, but what it meant was is that there wasn't, in that place, there wasn't present what they believed was needed for their bodies and for themselves. There were some things. There was the sunshine, they had that. The sky was up there. There was dirt. There was ground to sit on. There were people. It wasn't like they couldn't have companionship. There were people available, but the time of having their belly filled had come and gone, and the place that they were in, viewed through the lens of having food provided, it was just barren. It was a desert and didn't offer them anything, it didn't seem. And today, this evening, tonight, I'm not thinking about literal food. But I'm thinking tonight about needs in our lives, or desires that we have in our lives as we live on this earth. And we feel like that where we are, where we presently are, that environment, that place, doesn't offer what we believe is needed by us. And sometimes as time passes and the longer we're in this area, sometimes the worse that it seems to get. So the disciples assessed the situation and they looked at it all and they came to the Lord and they said, "Lord, just send the multitudes away. Have them go somewhere else. Let them seek a solution to them being fed in a place that's more suited for finding food. Because out here, it's not here." And we can feel that way too. In fact, sometimes in life, people get to the place where they are willing to make changes in their lives that they never thought they themselves would make. But they get to that place because they feel like they're in a desert place. And they feel like that where they are, there's no solution. There's no hope. There's no answer where I am right here in this place for the need that I have in my life. Haven't you felt that? Sometimes, do you feel that? But consider this. Where were the multitude? Where were the disciples really trying to send the multitudes? When they said send them away from what? Away from where Jesus was? That's really what they were saying. Send them out of this place. But in essence, what they were saying is, we think that there's a better answer somewhere else from where you are, Lord. That's never a good solution. Wasn't a good solution for them. I don't think the disciples meant bad by it, but I believe there's a lesson in it for us. It's not a good solution for us either. Folks, tonight, if you ever get to the place in life where you feel like that life is not offering to you that you feel like is needed in your life, has not become reality for you, and there is no hope, it seems, to be satisfied in that area of life that you desire to be satisfied, don't ever allow going away from Jesus and His way, His presence, to be part of the solution. Because it's never a good solution. In the 16th verse, Jesus said unto them, they don't need to depart. they don't need to go anywhere. Why? Why didn't they need to depart from this desert place where they needed to be fed? Because Jesus was there. And Jesus told the disciples, He said, "Well, give them to eat. They're hungry. Give them to eat. Give the people to eat. And the disciples said, well, Lord, this little bit is all we have. You want us to feed the multitudes. There's thousands of people. In other words, there's a great need. Sometimes we feel like we have great needs in life. We do have great needs in life. We have great desires that we want and wish to be filled. And sometimes maybe the Lord speaks to us and says, well, let it be filled. And our response is, yeah, but Lord, I mean, this is it. It's all we have. Just this little bit. And I don't think the disciples meant to say this either, but in essence, they were also saying, Lord, in this place where you are, this is not enough. I'd like for us tonight to capture the response and the exhortation that Jesus gave to that. He said, speaking of the little bit that they had, he said, bring it to me. Bring me. Give me the little that you do have. That you do have. That you do have to offer. Bring that to me. Do you have a little bit of faith? Bring me what faith you have. Bring me your heart. Bring me your willingness. Your expectation, however small it is, look up to me. I know it's a desert place. Take your eyes off the desert and look to me. Bring me what little bit you may feel like that you have. Don't bury your talent. Don't neglect to offer the little bit that you do have. Don't despair. Don't withdraw and fold into yourself that God would like to multiply in His power, and withdraw back and feel like that it's just a little bit that won't go very far. And whatever you do, don't go to a far off place away from Jesus to try to be satisfied. Well, you know the story in the 20th verse. It said that they all did eat until they had just a little bit in their stomach. Is that what it said? No. It said they ate and they were filled. They were filled complete. Where were they filled? Where were they when they were filled? Where were they? Had they left? They were still in the desert. They were in a desert place, and yet in the midst of the desert, this says they were filled. Why were they filled in a desert place? Because Jesus was present, and they gave to Jesus the little bit that they had, and that made all the difference. And I'd like to encourage each one here tonight with these words, that the Lord can bless in a special life-changing way in the midst of the desert, in desert places, when it's evening time, when you think that the time is past to be filled, when it looks like you've gone above and beyond and past the time that you should have been filled by this time, but you haven't been. And it's desert, and there's no hope when you look around that anything's going to change. And so our human natural response is, we got to go somewhere else. We got to do something different than what we've been doing. Don't go away from where Jesus is. Bring what you do have to Jesus. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, instead of focusing on the things in your life that are bringing you satisfaction, instead of looking at all of the reasons why it's a desert place and it isn't going to be enough to fulfill the desires and the needs that I believe that I have in my heart, refocus on drawing nigh to God, that He may draw nigh unto you. Bring Him your prayer. Bring Him some songs. Bring Him some time. Bring Him some service. Follow Him. Trust Him. Have expectation. You say, well, I don't have the faith to believe that it's... But do you have some faith in the Lord? Well, yes. Bring that to Him. Don't go away from Him. Draw nigh to Him. That's where the power is. When they drew nigh to God and brought to Him the little that they had, that is when Jesus Christ's power was extended to the very thing that satisfied the need that they had in their life. We don't always have to change our circumstances or our environments for God to bless and meet our need. Not when we're with Jesus. Not when we've given ourselves to Him. Jesus Christ is not limited by our deserts. Jesus is not limited by our circumstances. He's God. In fact, He's glorified when He is able to meet our need in desert places. I'd like to end in the 41st chapter of Isaiah. And remind you of this encouraging passage that says in the 17th verse, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there's none. Put yourself in that place, because we are all there at different times of life. We feel poor and needy, and we're seeking to be satisfied. And when you look around and you find yourself in a desert place and there's nothing to satisfy, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places. Rivers aren't in high places. Rivers are in low places, where little streams can come together and eventually create rivers in lower elevations. But God can create rivers in high places. Fountains in the midst of valleys. A wilderness, a desert place, a pool of water. The dry land, I'm God. I can create springs of water for you. I will plant in the wilderness all of these types of trees that you wouldn't expect to see grow in this barren place. But because I'm God and I love you, trust me. Don't go away from me. Don't go to a far off place just because this place looks like a desert. But bring me what you do have, because I'm God and I won't forsake you. And I'll meet your needs in the way that is best for you, sometimes in ways that you can't see yourself. Trust me with it, the Lord says, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Tonight, are we willing to lift up our eyes to the Lord and off of the little bit of whatever it is that we believe that we're left with, and look to God to abundantly supply? Or are we going to despair? Are we going to feel like the disciples felt, that there was no hope in the place that they were, and therein miss being blessed by the power of the hand of Jesus Christ? Folks, tonight, we will find ourselves in desert places. All of us will, in life. And if we're not careful, those places can empty us of our hope and of our peace, if we let it. Don't let it. Be encouraged tonight to refocus, bringing to Jesus Christ the little that you feel like you have on hand. If you feel like you don't have anything to bring Him your empty vessel and tell Him, "I'm empty, Lord. I don't have anything, but here I am. Lord, I need something from You." And the Lord is faithful in His timing to bless us and help us. He's a God that knows and He cares. He gave His life for us. He has a vested interest in your well-being. He wants to see you satisfied. He wants to see you experience peace in your heart. Let's give Him the opportunity to do that tonight. Lord, help us be dependable servants of God. Help us, Lord, not to go away from where You are, but help us, Lord, to look up to the hills from whence cometh our help, recognizing that You have the answer for us and that You love and that You care for us. Lord, help us to be followers of God as dear children. I want to be found in that place tonight. I want to trust God in the desert places. Amen.